A Question of Murder, a Murder, She Wrote Mystery, a novel by Jessica Fletcher and Donald Bain, read by Cynthia Darlow. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. The girl was young and pretty. The large yellow sunflowers on the mid-calf-length white dress she wore perfectly matched her blonde hair and seemingly sunny disposition. Her smile was wide and genuine. There was a sweetness about her that was palpable. The young man named Paul, standing next to her, was not so sanguine. He was of medium height and wore a brooding expression along with his khaki slacks, two-tone boat shoes, and pale blue button-down shirt. A maroon cardigan tied loosely around his neck and draped down his back completed his preppy wardrobe. He was handsome in a rough sort of way. By that I mean there was a thickness to his facial features that contributed to what seemed like a perpetual frown. He lacked interest in the others in the drawing room, with the single exception, of course, of the young woman, whose name was Cynthia. With the young couple were an older man wearing a purple silk smoking jacket and a patrician woman in knee-high riding boots, wide-hipped tan jodhpurs, and a white silk blouse. "Feel like taking a walk?" Paul asked Cynthia in a voice that carried to the others. Softly, he added, "Let's get out of here." He ducked his head down, gave her a quick kiss on the neck, and stroked her arm, gliding his hand from her shoulder down to her fingers. Cynthia shivered and took a step forward. "What a grand idea," she said, turning to the older couple. "I certainly could use a walk. I hear there's a full moon."
"You won't see any moon," declared the older man, whose name was Monroe Whitaker.